Well, certainly very excited about winning and advancing to the College World Series. I thought it was an outstanding three-game series. I thought today was really good. It's just really fun to compete with such a great opponent as Texas A&M. I have a lot of respect for Coach Childress and his staff and the way they run their program. And it's nice to have a rivalry that's clean. And, you know, I know we've come out on the better end the last 2 years, but I don't, you know, I'm excited for our guys, but I want to make sure we handle this the right way. And it was an awesome experience for our players, and we look forward to advancing next week.
Questions?
Brian, would you consider that the best game you've ever pitched?
Yes. That was a lot of fun, and against an incredible baseball team with a ton of talent on it. I can't describe it other than fun. And it's just really good to compete against a bunch of guys like that who are just incredible competitors. And I felt like my stuff was working tonight, and that helps against a team like that.
Brian ran into some trouble during the first inning, gave up a run, but after that, just being able to shut them down, what kind of adjustments did you make going there into the second inning?
I guess I got a little bit of the pregame hype out of my system. I was pretty excited to pitch in a game like that. And after that, I just really committed to executing Coach Salas' game plan. And just, I don't know how big the adjustment was other than just settling into the atmosphere and the environment.
Jim, as you watched Brian just kind of do what he did throughout the whole game, what was going through your head, and what did you just kind of think of his stuff tonight? It's pretty special.
Well, I felt like he was a good match because, you know, he's obviously a little bit different than Janczyk, but, you know, he could run his breaking ball away from those guys and pitch in just enough. And I think the pitching is on both sides were able to take advantage of, I think, a zone that was a little generous. So he was able to take advantage of that, and you know, we made some nice plays behind him. But I think the bottom line was just being able to run his cutter or slider type pitch away from those guys. And he pitched ahead in the count, and he battled, you know, for sure, because, you know, that in this environment with that team, the wind blowing out to left field, you know, anything can happen. You walk a guy, you make one bad pitch, and the game completely can change.
Back.
Coach, you talk a lot about the free 90 feet. This game, I think every single run was unearned. What does that attest to that theory? And just
yeah, I mean, it's just, it's again, it's never about the best team. You know, it's the team. It's about the team that plays the best. And I don't want to discount my club, but, you know, there's 13 guys drafted off their team, and a lot of them in the first 10 rounds. And so, you know, we're talented too, but we knew going in that this was a situation where we were going to have to play better baseball. And sometimes, you know, sometimes games are won, sometimes games are lost. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for their program and a lot of respect especially for the Pitt Larkins and Vince and the guys I know a little bit. You know, I don't know Ecker at all, but, you know, I hate to see that go down that way for them. But at the same time, you know, we're excited about it and take it any way we can get. And I think, you know, some people say this luck. I think you create your own luck. If Brian doesn't pitch well, then those extra 90 feet don't matter. And so he kept us in the game, and we took advantage of some things.
Anything more for the group right here in the middle?
Josh, can you speak to that approach, too, where, you know, all your runs came in from third base without benefit of a hit?
You know, I let off the two innings, and I was just trying to go up there and find a way on. And, you know, just the guys, we were making the pitcher see the ball up and, you know, trying to work the count. And, you know, we saw the ball up and executed our game plan.
We'll go to Travis and we'll go to Rich.
Josh, I think first time facing Turner since high school, what was that experience like? And what did you see from him in those innings he pitched?
It was fun to see him again, and it's been a few years. But, you know, he kind of is exactly what, you know, he was in high school, a good fastball thrower and lots of good off-speed. And, you know, he's going to attack the zone and go right after you.
In the back, Rich.
Coach, can you talk what went through your mind when, on that sacrifice fly when you saw the play at second?
What the heck are you doing? Because he was told not to go. You see it, and we know, obviously, he's not throwing home. We know Nick has such a great arm in the outfield, but he was safe. But that certainly could have, because I don't think the umpire was going to score the run had he been called out. I don't know that we had crossed home plate. So, you know, obviously a big play in the game, but that's kind of how we roll. You know, we there's some times when things look ugly, but then at the same time you put some pressure on the defense.
Middle.
Coach and Brian, I'll ask you both to speak to this. What did you see out of Durbin to go two innings like he did, and his performance, Brian?
Well, I just think he did a really good job of taking it one batter at a time instead of thinking about what was at stake. And he didn't walk anybody, which in a situation like that is huge. If you walk a guy, give a guy a free base like that, it changes the entire outlook of the game. So I think he did a really good job of taking it batter by batter and just focusing on getting the guy who was in the box out instead of thinking about what would happen if he got six outs.
You want me to answer that too? I mean, he just threw strikes, you know, and we were in the situation last year with a two-run lead in the ninth inning before it ended up 16 innings, and we didn't throw strikes out of the bullpen. So he came in, he threw strikes. You know, he threw, what, three innings in the conference championship game, so he was prepared. We were going to, you know, we were giving this guy batter to batter. He was going to be out there batter by batter in the seventh inning, and we're going to use Tregloff in that inning. But we said before the game, once we got to the eighth, if we had a lead, it was going to be Durbin. And we made some really good plays behind him, you know. Merrill went up the middle. Atlanta Stoy had the pick to end the inning. And then, of course, Cam's play with for the second out in the ninth was huge.
Time for one more. Kendall?
Jim, a couple of days ago, you talked about, you know, how you just want to get this team to regional, get these younger guys some experience. Now you're going back to Omaha. I guess, you know, just talk about this accomplishment for this team with so many young guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible, and I think what it speaks to is the pedigree of our program and a true program. So, you know, that doesn't mean that doesn't happen. You know, that didn't go on at Texas A&M or Louisville or any of those things, great programs that didn't make it. But you know, I think there's an expectation, and really some great leadership. Guys like Brian and Scal were doing some unbelievable things in the dugout tonight, especially helping Durbin work through in between the eighth and the ninth. And so those are the things that are great joy for a coach, to watch that evolution from class to class.